This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, as you know, on Fridays, we do take, some artistic differences. We take some giant swings at things and talk about some things that most people don't talk about in the profession that we hang out in. And the reason behind this is not that we're trying to be so different compared to others, but I think that sometimes there's some conversations that need to be had that we just don't have. So I want to talk about this on this lovely Friday. And just in case of your loss, it is Friday, March the 11th of 2022. What are some of the most common meds and how do they work? A better understanding of what most prescription drugs are. Now, the reason that I want to do this and I want to be very specific is because sometimes we don't talk about some of these things that you might hear that somebody says that they're on. And we would like to have some of that information shared with you just to go down the path of having a better understanding of this. So medications are often part of a treatment options most psychiatrists give their clients. They are developed specifically to help ease symptoms of anxiety, depression, and other mental conditions. We all know that meds sound scary. So in order to break the stigma surrounding them, we decided to, discuss this, like I said. It aims to explain the most common prescription meds and how they actually work so that people with higher level of understanding when they come to contact with other people. So we hope that you find this interesting as we talk about this. So let's talk about Xanax. I'm sure you've heard it. You've probably made a reference to it or you've heard songs about them, maybe even in that. But what is it? It is a medication that treats anxiety and panic. It works by increasing the effects of gamma acid, and in simpler terms, the chemical responsible for calmness and relaxation. It absorbs quickly into the body, which is why most doctors recommend it. Because of it, however, some people may abuse it, which is why it's on most of the controlled substance list in most countries. It also comes with side effects, especially if it's mixed with other medication. With time, people can become more tolerant to the substance, which is why the dosage is very important when consistently taking Xanax. Another popular one that you probably heard of is Zoloft. Zoloft is a brand name of one of the most popular antidepressants out there. This is an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, that focuses on serotonin levels, which can often outside of the norm in people with anxiety, depression, OCD, and the likes of that. Many psychologists recommend it over the antidepressant because of its lighter side effects. It's also important to mention that the medication works slower than Xanax. And here, the peak effect can be seen somewhere between 4 to 8 hours after the pill has been taken itself. So think about that for a moment on how the difference is between the two. Another popular one is Prozac. This is another SSRI, but it is different from Zoloft. It has gained popularity much earlier in the 1980s, and it's been used ever since then. The medication is often taken on a regular basis alongside therapy. It is mostly used for treating anxiety disorders. However, many people recommend it for depression and OCD as well. Its full effects can be seen for up to 12 weeks after starting to take it, which can also be frustrating and the reason why so many people quit before they reach that point. The same as other medications on the list, it should not be mixed with other substances, especially alcohol. Another popular one that you're going to hear about is Ativan. This drug is common as an antidepressant that works similar way as Xanax. However, it also affects the body's physical functions and responses during such moments. It has a fast effect and as such is often recommended for panic attacks and acute issues and restlessness. It also is prescribed for alcohol withdrawal, seizures, and insomnia. A specific side effect of Ativan is also known as rebound anxiety, a relapse or worsening of the same feeling, which was initially the reason of taking the pill. A different but important side effect is also the overall numbing feeling towards life events and responsibility when under the influence of Ativan. So last but not least, let's mention this one would be Adderall. Adderall is a stimulant medication often prescribed to people with ADHD. It's a mix of, I don't want to, to mix words, but I will try to say this, a detoxamapine and an amphetamine also at the same time that increases the activity in the central nervous system, making you more focused. It comes in two versions, immediate and extended release, providing two different sorts of treatments. One deals with instantaneously outbreaks, while the other is more of a predetermined condition. The deficiency in attention span is believed to be focused by decrease in dopamine, and Adderall makes your brain produce larger quantities of it on a more regular basis. Although it is estimated to help around 75% of patients with ADHD, this medication also has a side effect that it can be addictive if not taken according to prescriptions. So if I'm going to round this up and wrap it up for you, let's talk about it. Medications can help people all over the world. Being so widespread, it is increasingly important to know that there are prescribed for and how they work and what are their side effects. Here we have made, a short summary into this podcast of what are the common use or for, but highly recommend you do more research if you're considering taking any of these or similar medications, or of course, consult a medical professional. But in this case, we also want you to be aware on some of these things that you get to interact with as you interact with people because of the work that you do. So it's always a good idea to have a good understanding of these things, which is not something that we normally talk about, but it's something that we probably should. Anyways, that is a different approach on how we get to listen and take a listen to other things that are happening inside of our world of safety. So when you hear some of these things, be aware and be familiar with how they might tie in. Well, this has been another lovely Friday. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.